All stand, if you will. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Dear precious Heavenly Father, Lord, a blessed opportunity once again, the Lord, together in your presence. Lord, to sing songs, Lord, of like precious faith one to each other. And Lord, and just praise and worship you for everything you've done for us, Lord. And Lord, to hear thy word, Lord, to get instructions, Lord, that helps us live each day to day. Lord, we just ask you to bless the service. Lord, let us sing from, Lord, the bottom of our hearts, Lord. Let it bellow out. And Lord, then sit intently and listen to thy word you have for us this night. Lord, just bless us now. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. 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 You may be seated if you like. Amen. Let's turn our Capstone Life books. 82. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear.
Yeah.
just walking through the day, talking to Him. Amen. You just feel that peace in your heart.
Amen.
Amen. Page 58 in your the same book here. Just a little talk with Jesus. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell Him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry. He will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayer will turn in you, amen. You will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Sometimes my path seems drear without a ray of cheer. And then a cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. The mist of sins may rise and hide the starry skies, but just a little talk with Jesus clears the way. Amen. Amen. Have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell Him all about our trouble. Amen. He will answer by and by. Feel a little prayer. May I have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to Him in prayer, He knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus, let us tell Him all about our. He will hear our faintest cry. He will answer by and by. Amen. Yes. Oh, little fire is burning. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Amen. Yes. He will hear our faintest cry. He will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayer we're turning, know a little fire is burning. Amen. Yes. Amen. It says, now when you feel a little prayer will turning, and you know that little fire will is burning. Amen. That little fire is burning. You know He's going to answer your prayer. Amen. Praise God. Revelations in these songs. Yes. Amen. Page 74 in the same book. Amen. No, without a doubt. There is an unseen hand to me that leads through ways I cannot see. times in your life you've seen things turn and things just work out the way He wanted them to. Amen. Praise God. I long to see my Savior's face and sing the story, saved by grace.
Amen.
There upon that golden strand, I'll praise Him for His guiding hand. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Dad, would you like to come take the offering? Amen. He lives. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and He talks with me. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we're just grateful, thankful, Lord, for Your love and mercy and grace to us, Lord. We thank You how that You lead us and guide us throughout this life, Lord. And we might live a righteous and holy and godly life for You, Lord. And we pray, Father, that each and every one of us would just submit ourselves completely and fully unto You, Lord, that we might be a more and a better example, Lord, of the very life of Jesus Christ in this hour, Lord. And in all things and at all times, Lord, You might be able, Lord, to bring glory and honor to Your name, Lord, to the lives that we live, Lord. And by God, praising and worshiping You, Lord. And we pray tonight, Father, that You remember those that are sick and afflicted, Lord. And we pray that You step forth Your hand and touch, Lord, and grant them the speedy recovery, Lord God, that You might be able to be back with us, Lord, and to worship You, Lord. And we pray tonight for our brothers as they bring forth the word, Lord. You just anoint his lips of clay, Lord, and just take control, by God, of every fiber of his being, Lord, that he might be used of You, Lord God, to bring forth Your word, Lord, and might bring glory and honor unto You, Lord, that we would receive it into our hearts and our lives, Lord, and it might live in us and through us, Lord, and God, and that was I see Christ living in us. We pray now and ask that we go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Anybody got a song or special tonight? Thank you.
church as our example. They were the standard for Christian life. Can we say we measure up with the saints gone by? Let's just be honest, admit we've fallen, and that we need to rise again up to the standard of what a Christian really is. It seems we have forgotten and lost the value of what a Christian really is. Have we let down the standard and lost the vision? Forgot that sin is really sin. Let's purge ourselves, get that first love burning, run like we've never run before, and rise to the standard of what a Christian was sent here for. We should be so dedicated, live a consecrated life. There should be nothing but the word on our minds. Pray every hour, have a burning desire, crucify all carnality, and keep the standard of what a Christian should really be. But it seems we have forgotten and lost the value of what a Christian really is. Have we let down the standard and lost the vision? Forgot that sin is really sin. Let's purge ourselves, get that first love burning, run like we've never run before, and rise to the standard of what a Christian was sent here for. Let's rise to the standard of what a Christian was sent here for.
Amen, that's truth. Amen, let's all stand if you will. Amen. Let's sing I Love Him as we ask our brother to come tonight.
I love Him. I love Him. Because He
just my bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Lord, we are truly thankful for this opportunity we've been given, and Lord, for the health and the strength to be here. And Lord, though we know that some are sick and afflicted, Lord, and can't come, but those that are of us here, Lord, that can gather, how there ought to be a praise upon our heart, Lord, and a joy for what you're doing. And Lord, may we pray for those that we see can't be here tonight, Lord, hold them up in prayer, Lord, and Lord, that you would bring us all back together shortly, Lord, that we could worship in truth and spirit, Lord, with our brothers and sisters. But Lord, tonight we've come here hungry, Lord, asking you to feed us and asking to, as we read this precious word, Lord, and look into these scriptures, that you would open our heart and make it more of a reality, Lord, and maybe make us a little more appreciative, Lord, whatever you see fit. And Lord, we just ask that you would move me out of the way, that I would just be a mouthpiece. And Lord, let the anointing be upon your word, Lord. And just anoint our hearts that, Lord, some way we would feed upon the word, Lord, that it would mean something to us. And Lord, leave us with a satisfied feeling down on the inside that, Lord, we've partaken of you tonight. And we ask it all to your glory and to your honor. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you love him?
Amen.
Amen. Happy to be here. Amen. While you're still standing, if you would, let's turn our Bibles to Romans, the 8th chapter. Read a very familiar scripture here. Just going to refresh our minds tonight to some things. Amen. Thank the Lord for his mercy and his grace. He's so precious to us. Just such a wonderful time to be serving the Lord when we see everything that he's doing, where he's brought us from, and where we're headed. Amen. But here in Romans, the 8th chapter, just read that 11th verse and you can be seated. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. May the Lord bless you in his word, and you may be seated. Man, just kind of thinking about the scripture in Romans 12 where Paul said, be not conformed. As I spoke on Sunday, and you just kind of think about that God didn't take a chance. He predestinated before the foundation of the world, and he knew we couldn't do it in our human selves, but he was going to send back him a portion of himself down on the inside of us, predestinated people, and he was going to quicken it. Amen. But let's turn over here to Ephesians and read the second chapter there real quick before move over to some quotes. Amen. I'll try not to hold you too long this evening. Amen. Good to be put in remembrance of some of these things. You know, as we're watching our lives, we're looking for that people. And the scripture says that somebody, if that spirit dwells in you, you will be quick. And not you might be, or maybe you could be, but you will be. Amen. And it's going to quicken this body in which we live. Back to the word of Jesus Christ. We'll get to it here in a minute, but let's just read here in Ephesians, the second chapter. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. And you've got to see yourself in these scriptures. You've got to see your own name there. That when he says, you hath he quickened, who was once dead in sins and trespasses, we've got to see that that's me right there. I got to make sure that first off that I can admit that I was in that category right there. And that's where it's got to start. You first got to identify with it. And where in times past you walked according to the course of this world, and according to the prince of the power of the air, and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversations in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, and not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And you've got to see yourself on that side. And the word is coming and been coming to show us which side of that scripture am I standing on. Because each one of us know that the scripture says we was born and shaped in sin. Born in iniquity, shaped in sin. I messed it up. But we know what the scripture says, and we each one can identify on that first half of that. But we want to make sure that we're being identified on that second half. There from the fourth verse down to where it says, you hath he quickened. We want to see that quickening taking place in my life, your life. Not being able to say, I know the word. I know what the word said. I know what Brother Branham was a prophet. I know this Bible's the truth. But we want to see that identification, that quickening power in our lives that will bring forth and show forth that Jesus Christ has enhoused himself within this temple of clay and bringing this body under subjection to his word. And I was just thinking on these things, and saints, this is the time, this is the day that there is a people that's going to know that they have Jesus Christ in their life. This is a people that's not going to be like it was. They've forgotten what a Christian really is. But they're going to have their minds stirred up and be on fire and be stirred back to what God had for them. And you know, I think about when you go back to the original quickening power on the day of Pentecost, when God told them to go up there and wait. And then you see the Bible gives us examples of how their lives changed. Amen. And you can see how the disciples were scared and they were fearful and they didn't truly understand. But when they come back down out of that upper room, there was something that had taken place on the inside of them. There was a boldness in their heart. There was a boldness in their life. They didn't care anymore. They were letting everybody know. And Peter boldly declared. And then we can look down through and see Stephen, how he stood before the council. There was something down on the inside of him burning. He didn't care. He could see, he knew, and he stood there. And then we can see Paul as he was Saul coming down the road and the light struck him. And he fell down and said, Lord, who art thou? And oh my, when he received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and his life changed. And you can see the desires, the motives, the passion that he had. Look where it went. We are not left without a witness of to what that quickening power will do in a person's life. And my, we want to see it in us. We want to see that we are the same as that early church. Our desires match their desires. We're not going to dress like they did, maybe. We probably ain't going to wear sandals and ride camels or whatever they did at that time of in the time of life. But our actions are going to be the same, to declare that Jesus Christ is living. As he walked this earth, the characteristics that he bore and carried about will be manifest in our bodies. Amen. This is in the message, the Easter still. And this was preached in April 10th, 1965. And you're going to read here about paragraph 51 on page 9. Now we notice it's the same spirit that raised him from the grave that is dwelling in us. How could that be? The spirit that raised up God, Jesus, from the dead that has dwelling in us now is the spirit that quickens. It's not the word that quickens. It's the spirit that quickens the word and gives the word life and it gives it wings to fly and gives it access. It's the spirit that does that. Now the wheat alone is just wheat. And you can pick up wheat and hold it in your hand all day long and it's never going to reproduce itself. But put that wheat in the right condition and let the moisture of the soil and the water come and the heat of the sun upon it and you watch it reproduce a genuine golden grain because it has been germatized and quickened by the life that it pulled from the earth and it was laying within itself. And he says here, now the wheat alone is just wheat, but when the quickening life gets into it, into the wheat, then it gives it life. And we which were once dead, made in the image of God, yet dead in sin and trespass. There's some way God had to get this quickening life into your mortal bodies. I'm talking about your body. Now Jesus was the Word. You believe that, don't you? In the beginning, St. John, the Word was with God, the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And as the promised Messiah, he quickened every word that was prophesied that he would do. Heal the sick, how he would be born of a virgin, all of that made it. It's true, he was the Word manifested here on earth, but he could not do this just as a man. He had to take in the Spirit of God dwelling in him to quicken these promises to him. And I hope that we get this real clear. Jesus being a man himself, the body, but it took the Spirit in him. It's not me that doeth the works, but it's my Father that dwelleth in me. He's the one that does the works. See, Jesus himself was the Word. It took the Spirit within him. He was God. He was the fullness of God. But we see that it was the Spirit, the Word. He was the Word made flesh. But yet the Spirit within him was quickening him to fulfill the very words that had been prophesied and written for that day for him to fulfill. And over here in the message, God's provided place of worship. And this was preached April 25th, 1965. I'm kind of reading this for a type about Jesus and the things that happened. But if the Spirit, this is page 20, 149 paragraph. If the Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, it will quicken and make alive your mortal bodies. Because it's already life, and when it comes into your body, it brings your whole body subject. Subject to what? The Word of God, if it's in you. No, it's something. And that's why we see so many, maybe they've relied in the past on just speaking in tongues, jumping, dancing in the Spirit. That's not enough, because it will quicken you. The true quickening power is going to quicken the very body back to the Word, that it will be manifested and fulfill exactly what was said to happen in this day. He says, and it's in you, you know, it's something. You tell me that was the days past. Mark 16 is not true. The Pentecostal idea, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that ain't the Spirit of God in you. I don't care how well you're trained. That's not the Spirit of God, you say. Well, my mother belonged to this, and my father through the years, and my brother. Whatever you want to say about your relatives and so forth, that might have been all right with them, but it ain't for you. See, you've got to this day come into Christ Jesus for this age and the promise that's meant for this age. And remembering Christ, we are flesh of his flesh and bone of his bones. And when God wounded Christ at Calvary, he was wounded for me and you. And we are flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone, body of his body, name of his names, bride of him. See, we are in him. And we are his flesh and his bones. And God has already raised us up potentially. The quickening power that raised us from a life of sin and changed our being, it has potentially raised us up in Christ Jesus, which is the resurrection, will bring us forth into the fully maturity. And that's what we're looking for, saints. And that's the assurance that we get as we look into this precious word, and we see that the Spirit that quickened the other believers, that we can look back and see the ones that's been partaker of how their bodies was quickened, their life was quickened to the Word to bring forth a manifestation of that time. We can even look back on when Brother Branham was here and how the Holy Spirit was working, not only through him as a prophet, but through the gifts of healing. And the Holy Spirit was there to vindicate. Someone had to be on the scene to make that word come alive and show forth that he was God. And that's what he sent a little bride here for, that he could reproduce himself and show that he could have the preeminence in the people's hearts and in their life. And that's what we're looking for. That's why we've come here. I need to make sure that I am finding myself with this quickening power in my life, that I'm not just turning and starting to do this because my wife says I should. I'm not just turning and starting to do this because my husband says I should, or because daddy tells me I should do this. That's why I'm doing it. But I want to find a reality that where there's something taking place down on the inside, that this quickening power, when I hear this precious word, it is bringing something about in my life that I don't need no one else to tell me. But this precious word, it causes a drive in my life and quickening me back to the precious Word of God to make the change to be more like him, whatever it would be, no matter what it is. And we should be able to look into those scriptures, and maybe I can look and say, I once was a woman that was dishonored my husband. I disrespected my husband. I didn't reference him like I should. But now I can look and say, but by God's grace, I've been quickened from that, and that's no longer in my life. Yes. I might be a man that can say, oh, I once lusted and longed for women over here, and I was looking at this and wanting to do that. But now I can stand on this side and look back and say, praise God, I see where the Word has quickened me away from that thing, and my life is changed. Yeah. And I see my desires, my drives is centered to the Word of God. But that's what we've got to make it a reality to us, not just words on a page that we're hearing. That, oh yeah, I know that's what the Word says, but it's got to be a reality. It's got to be made alive. You can have this Word all day long, but if it's not quick and done on the inside, it will not bring this body subject to that precious Word. But it takes a true baptism of the Holy Ghost to bring that to pass. And when it's come to pass, that's the only evidence we have, is that our bodies will vindicate and manifest this Word back today through them. And that's what we're looking for. And that should excite us. It should cause a joy in my heart when I can truly look. But if I can't look back and see that change, I don't have no joy. I don't have that. I don't want to come in and worship if I can't see a change in my life. If I look back and I'm like, I'm still the same person. I know I'm doing this, and I ought to get out of that. But there's no joy there. But when you can look and see there is a change and there is a reality to it, but sometimes we let Satan take our minds away from it, that I'll get there, I'll get to it. But there is a reality to it. And that's what makes a true worshiper. That's what's going to bring that into our hearts and our lives. When we come in here, there will just be a bubbling over every time. Bubbling on the street, bubbling every day. Not just to be happy and singing, but there's something down on the inside. There's a reality that I am coming to the likeness of Jesus Christ, and I am going to leave this world. Amen. That's our goal, is to get out of this world. Amen. He says here, just to read that, was he, that was in the, I skipped over, but it was in the middle about paragraph 151. He says, but notice this quickening power struck Enoch and it quickened him and he went home without dying. It struck Elijah and quickened him till he went home without dying. And we find out his successor, Elisha, was the type of the Christ in the church, and Elisha done 4 miracles and Elisha done 8. He had a double portion like was poured out upon the church. Later they had a dead man throw it over on his bones and he come to life. That quickening power was in the grave with him. And oh my, as we grow older and see her younger, and maybe see we've got to go that way, that dirt that they throw in my face ain't going to hold this body down. I am going to rise in the likeness of my Savior and meet him in the air. There's nothing. Once that's registered down in there, it is the potential. There's nothing going to hold me down. There's nothing going to keep me earthbound. If I can see that change taking place in my life, see every day that when the word comes forth, though it may cut and tear me to pieces, I can say amen to it. And by God's grace, see new growth start the next day, the very next minute. How we ought to be so thankful for that. Because we're bearing about in our body the dying of the Lord Jesus. Seeing it come to pass. Amen. I want to read this. This is in the Message Token, and it might sound a little bit like I'm going a different direction, but just let me read it here. This was preached November 28, 1963. And he starts here on page 8, about paragraph 49. And he says, now we have a token in this day. We begin a token, which is an antitype of that natural token. We've been given the supernatural, supreme token. All that foreshadowed has been given to this generation. And has been given the token. Now we have the Holy Ghost as our token. It is our identification that we've accepted the death of the Lamb. Not only was Jesus a human life come back upon us, but it was God himself manifested in flesh that brought back upon us the adoptions of sons, that we are now sons and daughters of God. And that is the token. It's our identification of the Passover. It's our identification that we have believed God and God has accepted. But there, they didn't have the gospel as we have it today. And he's speaking of Israel. It was taught in forms and it went through rituals because the Holy Spirit wasn't given. But today we have the substance. We don't just have the form or just the chemicals. You cannot take the blood of Jesus Christ and apply it to every heart. But God sent back the Holy Ghost. That's the token that was upon the human, in the human's heart. And that is your identification that you have accepted God's plan and met Jehovah's requirements. And he met them for you at Calvary, and you have met them on your knees. And God has given you the token sign, the return of the Spirit that was upon Christ is in you. A guarantee, identification of his life. And you've got to say, how do I know that? Well, look what the Spirit done in Jesus Christ. Look at the words that was prophesied in this Bible. He was going to be virgin born. And he was going to come, and he was going to be the Messiah. And it told of all the things he would do. He would turn the hearts. And all the things that he would bring back. And then when he came to the little woman at the well and she seen him. And how when he began to speak the word to him, she recognized that that word was being fulfilled. That we know when the Messiah cometh, he fulfilled the word. And that's how he was recognized. And all down through his life, the word he fulfilled the word by the revelation that was revealed to him. The Spirit within him quickened him to fulfill it. And even back to as the prophets cried in the Psalms and the things that was said and how the word fulfilled it exactly to a T. And that's what we've got to see today. This word has been said, what that little bride would be in this day. Amen. Her desires, how she would act, the way places she would go. We can look into this word and we're looking for that. Amen. And when we can see that taking place, it's a life you can't live yourself. When I see this body overcome something that I couldn't overcome, that's not me. That's not my human flesh. But that is something that's down on the inside. And it's bringing, if it throws my body subject to anything else but the word, then I know something's wrong. But when I see it throw me subject to the word, then I know that the same Spirit that raised him from the dead is dwelling within me, pulling me and driving me to his precious word. He says here, at Calvary, you've met it on your knees and God has given you the token sign the Spirit that was upon Christ is in you, a guaranteed identification of his life, death, burial, and resurrection. Alive forevermore and now in the believing church. It's a positive token, a token sign. It will be evil spoken of, sure, that's where it was. Egypt made fun of it, and so does people today, but still it's God's promise required token. They couldn't put the blood, the chemical blood of Jesus upon like they did the Lamb because they put the chemical blood of the Lamb upon him. Because there was no life in the Lamb that could come back upon the worshiper, but the life that was in the blood, the life is in the blood. Now the blood was shed at Calvary and bathed upon the ground. And we have a token of the blood, which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost, to identify us as believers. And these signs shall follow them that believe, not just professors, but identified believers. And that's why we want to make sure we're being identified, that our body is coming subject to this word. Not today it is and tomorrow it's not, but it's an everyday. It's an overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword, seeing it happen daily in our lives. These signs, identified believers, they may not follow. They probably will, or perhaps they will. Jesus said they shall follow them that believe. Just absolutely impossible for it not to happen. The works that I do shall you also. That's the identification. Jesus' identification was to manifest the word of God, which he was. And the church's identification today is to manifest the promised word for this day. By the same spirit that manifested and quickened the word then, the same spirit quickens the word to the believer today and manifests the same thing, showing that the token is on this person with a resurrected life of Jesus Christ living in his believer. Oh, how that ought to set the church afire, and that's true, just as true as it could be. And if we truly can look at our lives and see that we are overcoming and that we're matching this scripture and we're not having to cringe when the word comes forth, I'm still caught up in this. I'm still doing that. I need to get away from that. I know I really shouldn't be doing that. That's the thing. We've got to get our minds back in tune to God's word, that it will quicken us to every word. And go back and read, as our brother has brought it so much, our passions, our drives, our desires to be to this word. Not for this life and all that's down here, but focus back to that word. That's what we want to see. Jesus said, I do only what the Father shows me, and I must be about my Father's business. His whole character showed that his whole purpose in life was here to do what he had to do. Even when he went to the cross, Father, not my will, but thine be done. There may be many things you'd like to do in this life, many things you'd like to go, but if Jesus Christ has called you and sent you here to be a delegate for him, oh, how thankful we ought to be. And no matter what, give up our all to be that person that he's asked us to be. But I want you to get this. He says, we have to identify ourselves with our sacrifice. We have to be identified in his death. And when a Jew placed his hand upon the sacrifice, he was identifying himself, transferring his sins to his sacrifice. And the sacrifice died. And now we place our hands by faith upon Jesus Christ and are identified with him in his death. Not only in his death, but if we are accepted, we are identified not only in his death, but in his resurrection. Why? Because we see our lives being resurrected from dead sins and trespasses, carnal things of this life, resurrected to heavenly thoughts, godliness, brotherly kindness, long-suffering, love, gentleness, meekness, temperance, patience. We see all these things coming into us. Our thoughts are turned, our affections are on things above and not on things of the earth. We see that in our bodies. We see that in our minds. Our goal's different. I don't long for the same things the world longs for. I don't long to go here and go there and do this and do that. But my objectives are heavenly. Everything is turned back to the Word. That's my desire, my whole reason for being here. Might be 25 years till the Lord comes, but till the Lord comes, may I be a person that's living every day like he's going to appear tomorrow. Every day showing in my body that I'm excited. There's something there. I know it's a reality. I know the Lord's coming back. He's coming. We've heard it. No, but there's something. It's a reality. Tomorrow could be the day, the very day that he's going to return. Amen. He says here, he was identifying himself, identified not only his death, but if we are accepted, we are identified not only in the death, but in his resurrection. By the life that was in him is sent back upon the believer as a token, a memorial that death has passed from it and God has sealed you into the kingdom of God until the day of your redemption. Real, genuine gospel, as clean as I know it, he says, and I know it's true. And amen, may we be able to see that in our lives. Does it cause that stir in our heart? Out in the woods, and his inspiration would strike him, the revelation of something, how he'd run around a tree and just shout hallelujah and amen. Do we have that stimulation, as our brother talked about here not long ago? Do we see that in us? Is there a stimulation there? Praise God, I know that's me. Praise God, I'm free. Free from this world of sin. As we sing these songs and as we walk through life and we see the situations happening, do we have that in our hearts and in our lives? Lord, thank you for what you've done for me. By grace you are saved, not of works. This is in the message, you sisters can come to the instruments. This is in the message, the voice of the sign. And this was preached March 21st, 64. He says, Jesus healed because it might fulfill the word. And he did those things because the word of God would be fulfilled. And that's what he is doing it today for. That the word might be fulfilled that I've quoted to you night after night. And now notice, when in his presence is near, it certainly brings emotion. As I spoke this morning, anything without emotion is dead. And any religion that hasn't got some emotion to it, you better bury it. It's dead. But it brings emotion. And he quickens us. But when we are quickened, let us remember what quickened us. What did it? It's the presence of the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, in our midst, showing himself that he is alive. Not a corporal body. When that time, the corporal body returns from heaven, the time shall be no more. That's all of it. But we know that we're living in the last days when these things are to take place. Amen. And there ought to be not just screaming, jumping, shouting, but there should be emotion in our life. Our faces should be the mirror of our soul. It should shine forth from us that we're happy. That there is something. I don't have to try to get happy when our pastor mentions it, but there's a happiness in my life. There's a joy in my soul. There's a ringing out. Why? Because of what? What makes me have that joy? When I can see, truly see and understand this precious word, and it places me in the resurrection. Yeah. And I see that I'm not bound by this world. I'm not going to be trapped in the world as it's known. But I've got a home prepared. Yeah. And streets of gold. And I'm going to get a chance to meet those that's gone on before. And all that's going to take place. Yeah. And see the one that walked up there and hung on a cross for me and gave his life. That's the joy that ought to be burning in my heart as I sing. I love him, yes, because he first loved me. By grace, he saved me. He quickened me. He's done it all. This is a life you can't. Paul said, it's no longer do I live, but it is Christ that lives in me. Then may we truly be able to see that in our lives. But this is the age for it. And if you can't truly see it, now's the time to cry out and to ask God, Lord, make it real to me, Lord. Let me be one that can see that quickening power taking place in my life. Don't let me watch somebody else be quickened. Don't let me see somebody else be happy and on fire for you, Lord. But Lord, let it be me. And let it be me, Lord, that can reference back and see my name in that scripture. That you hath he quickened that was dead in sins and trespasses. Oh my, saints, may it be burning in our hearts to be exactly where he wants us to be in this day. Stand upon his word and be an example and a vessel that he can show forth his glory and his honor through. Amen. It makes me happy. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. But I pray it'll keep us encouraged. Keep our hearts on fire for God. Keep looking for what God can do. Yes. It is no secret and there's no limits. You've got need of something, you get right with the Lord and make sure you're tuned and you see what God can do for you. He'll bring to pass. He can move mountains. He moved the Red Sea for the children of Israel. He can do the same for you if it needs done. But my, do we see it in our lives? Do we see that quickening taking place and causing that greater in our hearts? I pray we do. I pray it's a constant burning for us. Something set us on fire, Lord, is my prayer. Amen. But my, it's getting exciting, saints, to see that we're just about out of this world. When you see the chaos and the mess that we're in and see what's taking place, and when you look back and all Brother Branham said, if he let it go on, he'd have to raise Sodom and Gomorrah up and apologize to them. And he ain't going to let it go on. It's going to come to an abreach halt. Yeah. And by God's grace, we're going to leave this world. Amen. Let's just sing that little song, Praise God, I Am Free. Amen. Yeah. Praise God, I am free, free, free from this world of sin. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by His wonderful I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out and show me the way. Amen. Praise God, I am free, free, free from this world of sin. I've been washed in the blood. Hallelujah, I'm saved.
been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by His wonderful grace. Amen. I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out and show me the way. Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you know? Amen. Glory to His name. Has anyone got a chorus on your heart? Something you'd like to sing? Amen. Sometimes I don't give everybody an opportunity. I don't give everybody a chance. Hallelujah. But I love Him. Amen. I was singing a little chorus before church. It's on page 346. I don't know if we can try. I don't know. Amen. Just sing the first chorus. A little song. It's just kind of a bubbly little tune. Amen. Amen. We've sang it before. I just don't know that I can sing it. Amen. Oh, enjoying Jesus, hallelujah. Yes, enjoying Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, feeling mighty happy, I'm feeling mighty fine. Enjoying Jesus, hallelujah. Amen. Enjoying Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, enjoying Jesus, hallelujah. Feeling mighty happy, amen, hallelujah. Enjoying Jesus, hallelujah. Sing it one more time. Oh, enjoying Jesus, hallelujah, amen. Enjoying Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, I'm feeling mighty happy, amen. Yes, dear Lord, amen. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Just a little chorus, but that's how I feel, amen. I'm enjoying, amen, every day. Thanking Him for what He's done, hallelujah. My, so precious, hallelujah. Brother Kevin, why don't you come dismiss us? Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Are you all happy tonight? You feel the joy of the Lord in your heart? You had a wonderful day communing with the Lord today? Oh, my, I tell you, that's why we come tonight, is to hear this precious word and to know that God prepared this for us. And He knew exactly who was going to be here tonight and who's going to listen to this message later. Maybe hear it on the internet. And how much truth is there? If you ain't got that excitement in your heart today, a joy of looking back in your life and seeing the overcoming, that reforming power that He was talking about, that transforming power is what I'm trying to say, in your life, then cry out to the Lord. Because I'm telling you what, I'm excited. It's no wonder the bride of Christ is going to be so excited to get out here. They're going to be longing, looking for that day to be raptured, for that coming of Jesus Christ. We should just have such a joy in our hearts, as our precious brother was talking about, an excitement in our hearts and our lives as we see God answering prayers. You know, we had today a major decision that me and my wife had to make, and we were talking on the phone and just didn't know really which way the Lord wanted us to go. And as soon as she got off the phone, a phone call was made. And He gave us the answer. As I was praying and communing with the Lord about it, as I was driving, He was answering my prayer. He's watching over us, I'm telling you. He's got His hands on us. He knows exactly what we need in our life. And if you have a spiritual need in your life, He can answer it. All you've got to do is seek Him. Don't let that devil hold you back. He's trying to keep us bound down. He don't want to see the bride of Jesus Christ recognize her place and what God is doing for him, what He can do. But where are we to cry out and say, Lord Jesus, if this ain't in my life, help me. Cry out to Him. Pray to Him. Oh, I'm telling you, it's a joyous thing if you have this joy burning in your heart. If you know you're right with the Lord, you know you're born again. When you see that life being vindicated, that word in your life, you know you're going in that rapture. Nothing's going to hold us. No wonder we'll have such peace and happiness. Oh, just waiting for His coming. All the world, it seems like everywhere you go, everybody's in turmoil. You know, this whole world's falling apart. But yeah, here we sit with that assurance in our hearts. All that excitement. Lord, I know there's a few more things that need to be trimmed. A few more things cut out in my life. But I know, Lord, You said that the ministry would be here till we come into the unity of that faith. And I believe it. I believe He's got a ministry watching over us. He's cutting them things out. I mean, even if you fall into a trap now, watch how quickly God helps you overcome that. That's not us. That's not me. That's not our brother doing it. That's Jesus Christ coming into us. That life of Christ is coming into the body of Christ, and they're beginning to see it. The world can see it. They know there's something different about you. What do you have that I don't have? I may go to a denominational church, but you've got something that they never given me. Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you, I'm excited. Oh, I just love the Lord, what He's doing in my life. Oh, no wonder His body's got to change. Brother Branham said we're going to get to the place. Hallelujah, it's got to change. He can't hold us down here. I tell you, sometimes I feel like my feet coming off the ground. How much longer, Lord, do I got? But while I'm here, my desire is to see Jesus Christ every second of the day of my life. That people see it. Even with what I say, every action, everywhere I go, what I look at, what I do, am I being led of the Spirit of the Lord? Am I following His leading in my life? Not what everybody else says to do. What does God say about it? Do I keep quiet when He tells me to be quiet? Woo! I'm telling you. Sometimes I get wound up. I'm starting to lose my voice. And my mouth gets dry. But I love the Lord. I got a testimony. I'm not ashamed of what He's done for me. I love Him with all my heart. Look where He's brought me from. I'm nobody. Look what God did. The mercy and the grace that we were singing about. To see the life I lived. Place yourself in them scriptures, as He said. Place yourself in them songs. And look at the revelation that lays in there. Oh, we should be so excited. Oh, my. Let's bow our heads. Oh, Lord Jesus. I just love You so much. I appreciate all that You're doing in my life. Lord, but God, I see such a higher height to climb. Lord, I just feel so short. It seems like every time You take a step, You just see more and more that needs to be overcome. And Lord, You see that there's got to press on and keep pressing on harder. And Lord, keep seeking You. And oh, God, I know You're in our lives. You're watching over us. You're guiding us. You're all these traps that Satan has set out here. Lord, You're leading us right around Him. Watch out for this. Watch out for that. He's going to try to do this. He's going to try doing that. And oh, God, I just thank You so much. I thank You for what I feel in my heart. And Lord, I just pray, Lord Jesus, have Your way in my life. In everything I say, everything I do throughout the day, from the time I get up till I go to bed, let it be that Jesus Christ is living today in Kevin Gensel, that they would see if I wrote an epistle, if I was to die today, what would they write about? And I hope somewhere in there they could say, there's another prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ, as Brother Paul was. He only did what the Spirit told him to when it needed to be done. Oh, God, just bring that to reality in my life. And Lord Jesus, just help us all, Father, to come together as a church, Father. Love one another. Hold each other up in prayer. And just be there in time of needs. And sometimes, Lord, we have spiritual needs when we need encouragement, Father. Somebody to get up and say what the Lord's done for them. Lord, I need that sometimes. It's good to hear these others, Lord, testify about what You're doing in their life too. Oh, God, I just love You and appreciate You so much. Have Your way in our lives. And Lord, we just thank You for healing those that were sick and afflicted. And Lord, we can't wait to hear their testimony, how You reached down and touched them. Now be back with us, Father, in fellowship and the word to be brought. Lord, if You tarry, and we just love and appreciate You for everything You've done for us. Just have Your way in our lives and be with us as we leave. But Lord, may we always take You with us. And we give You the glory and honor and praise in Jesus Christ's name. And we love You, Father. Amen. You're dismissed. I can't sing a song. I'm sorry. But you're more welcome. Bless you, Brother Billy. I love you.